page 150. 8.5. An informal email accepting, refusing an invitation. When we write an informal email accepting, refusing an invitation, we use informal language. We start our email with a greeting, hey, our friend's first name and our opening remarks including thanking the person for the invitation. Then we develop our topic. We accept the invitation and then make comments about the event, ask questions, offer to help, etc. or we refuse the invitation giving reasons and apologizing. We end our email with our closing remarks, thank the person again, mention how much we are looking forward to the event, etc. We sign off, write back, and write our first name. Rubric analysis. 1. Read the task. Answer the questions in your notebook. You received the following invitation from your English-speaking friend. Pool party. Next Saturday, 8th August, 8 o'clock at my house. Bring your swimsuit so we can swim in the pool. You can spend the night at my place if you like. Let me know if you can make it. Bob. Write an email to your friend accepting the invitation. 1. What are you going to write? 2. Who is going to read it? 3. What is it going to be about? Model analysis. 2. Read the model. Match the paragraphs to the headings. Write in your notebook. Hey Bob. 1. Lovely to hear from you. Thanks so much for the invitation to your party. 2. It sounds like it's going to be fun, you can definitely count me in. Do you need help with anything? Just let me know. A swim in the pool sounds great. I'd love to stay the night, too. Do you want me to bring some DVDs to watch? 3. Thanks again for the invitation. I'm really looking forward to Saturday. See you soon. Danny. A. Thanking, closing remarks. B. Opening remarks, reason for writing. C. Accept invitation, make comments, ask questions. 3. Replace the underlined phrases with phrases from the useful language box. Write in your notebook. 4. A. Read the extracts, which are from an email accepting an invitation, A. refusing an invitation, R. which are beginnings, B. endings, E. Write in your notebook. 1. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the invitation. I'd love to come. 2. Once again, I'm so sorry I can't come. I hope you have fun. 3. It's great to hear from you, but sadly I'm going to be busy this Sunday. 4. Thanks again for the invitation. I'll see you on Friday. B. Replace the phrases in bold with other appropriate ones from the useful language box. Write in your notebook. Writing tip. Editing our piece of writing. We should always check our piece of writing for spelling, punctuation and grammar when we finish writing.